We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Lamed Zayin. We're in the third chapter of Shaar Avodat Elokim. And the Magen Midovna had said that every part of a body has the external, the physical thing itself, and the internal, the life of that item. Just as in the physical world it's so, so too with regards to mitzvos it's so. You have the act, the mitzvah, the actual act that you're supposed to perform, and then you have the root, the life of the mitzvah, the spirit of the mitzvah, and that's hidden, that Hashem knows. We don't know exactly what the spirit of each mitzvah is. And just as the physical body has, in detail, different limbs require different things in order to remain alive, your eye needs a certain amount of humidity in the air, your breath, your heart needs a certain amount of oxygen in there. Different parts of the body have different details that are necessary to facilitate their existence. And there's a general rule of things that the whole body needs. If it's going to be 500 degrees, then nothing in the body could live, right? There are certain things that the whole body needs. There are general rules that apply to the whole body. So too with regards to the mitzvos. Every mitzvah has its aspect, its merit, its details, its function that's specific to it. And then there's the generalization, the general rule that applies to all mitzvos. And now we won't go into details. We'll talk about the general rules that pertain to all mitzvot. This is where we left off last time. We said that this one line is a formula for life. Number one, decide what you want to do. Remember this? You have to decide what you want to do in life. And if you're not going to decide, you're not going to get there. One of the big problems in life is we don't know where we want to go. So then we're not going to get there. So number one, he says it pertaining to mitzvot, but it pertains to all of life. You have to decide what you want. I once had a boss interview me at the end of the year. He asked me, how'd the year go? I said, from your perspective, very good. From my perspective, not so good. So he said, what do you mean? I said, I have a problem. You don't have a problem. My problem is I'm not sure what I want to get out of the job. I'm not sure where I want to go. So I didn't get there. But from your perspective, everything's great. I was teaching a group of youth, and I wasn't sure where I wanted to go with it. So I spent the year indecisive, and at the end of the year, that's where I was. So, okay. In life, we have to decide, where do you want to go? And very often we procrastinate, and that has a price. The sooner you decide, the more there's a chance you're going to get there. So he says, number one, there has to be a decision. People say, I want to diet. No, you don't. If you wanted to diet, you would diet. Diet. Lose weight. And then there is our attitude. How quickly do I go about doing it? I want to someday. And then there's persistence. So this is where we left off. We said this sentence is so important, we have to stop here and just digest that, because this is really the formula for life, for all things that we want to accomplish. And now the essence of decision will go back to what we explained in the beginning of the book. And if you haven't yet heard the beginning of the book, to my mind, that is the greatest genius of the book. So take the time to listen to the first classes, the first sha'ar. Rav Kleiman agreed with me that...
He read it?
Yeah. And when he saw it, he got all excited, so he started reading it. And he came back to me and he said, the first sha'ar is genius. And the rest of it is very good. But the first sha'ar really has points that I never saw in any other work. But I think the whole work is genius. I think everything here. So the Magen Midovna says, when it comes to the essence of our decision, we already explained that action has three bosses. There are three controllers within us. Vehem da teva hergel, our intellect, plays one role in our decision, our nature and our habit. And usually we defer to the second and the third, right? Nature, that encompasses the animals, the wild animals, the birds, the creepy crawly creatures. Anything that's less than the human, anything that does not have the capacity to speak, is controlled by nature. Yes? Obvious, yes? The lion doesn't think about whether it wants to devour the deer. That's its nature, gamarnu. It is moral, it isn't moral, it is just, it isn't just, they're becoming extinct, they're not, who cares? I'm hungry. Okay, so everything less than man in the pyramid of the world, everything less than man is guided by nature. The hadat, when it comes to our intellect, ubimasim asher yasutam biyosher halev, that pertains to things you do out of a straight heart, bechokhma v'sechel tov, out of wisdom, good thought, v'achar chakira elinyanam, and after really researching what's going on here, v'iskima da'ato v'ruach mibinato la'asot ha'asim ha'ile, and his knowledge and his understanding have agreed that he should do these actions, v'shoked aleihem la'asotam kara'uy, and so he focuses on them to do them properly in their right time. So we said number one is nature. Nature is the most animalistic. Number two is thought. You think it through. You understand what the repercussions are. You come to the conclusion. You focus on doing it right. The hahergel and habit, הוא עניין ממוצע בין הדברים הטבעיים ובין הדברים המוסכמים. Habit is somewhere in between. It's the things that come second nature, it's the things you've decided to do. כי המוסכמים הם החופשים ביד האדם כאשר יחפוץ יעשה. Because things you decide to do, so you could decide to do it or not. וכאשר לא יחפוץ ינח ידו מהם. You could say, I'm not interested, you don't do it. כי אין להם ממנו רק בחירתו והסכמתו עליהם. There's no driving force other than your decision. Omnam advarim ativiim, the things that come naturally to us, fayadano asher ateva machrachat. We know nature drives us. Nature forces our hand. Kirushut achirim alea hu abore et hakol. Because nature is really controlled. It's controlled by the Creator. Asher bara v'itbia koach tivii zem asher in lachlifo v'lo lamiro. That nature that's within us, you can't change it. You can't get a new nature. I want to have it my nature to live on a meal once every 4 days. It's not going to work. I want my nature to be to be able to exist healthily on 2 hours of sleep. It's not going to work. Nature is potent. So the Ma'ariv Midovna said, habit is in between nature and decision. Because decision is up to our own decision, and nature is potent, you don't have much of a choice. You're bound to your nature. Vehahergeli, but habit, dome mitzad el hativi, on the one hand it's like nature, ki no ot chofshi, because you're no longer free to do what you want. If that's your habit, you're going to do it. Ki hergel machiach oto. Habit has a way of forcing us. ושניהם כלים ריקים מלב וחפץ, כי גם הטבעי, גם הרגלי, היא נעשה בלא כוונת הלב ובחירת הנפש. Because just like nature is something you don't think about, you just do it. You don't think about eating and drinking and sleeping and breathing. You need it, you do it. You don't sit there and think, should I eat today or should I not eat today? Should I breathe now or should I not breathe now? Should I sleep tonight or shouldn't I sleep tonight? You don't think that way. It's a given. I'm going to eat, I'm going to drink, I'm going to sleep. Habits are the same way. What a phenomenal thought. You make something into a habit, it becomes second nature, you don't think about it. I was just discussing with my wife, before marriage, I tried to learn every free minute. It It's a little hard to sit with your wife and as you're brushing your teeth, be listening to Tanakh leaning. There are certain things that fool as you, you enter a system of family. But when it's a habit, you don't even think about it. You pick up your head from the Gemara, you put in the, in my days there weren't MP3 players, I had a tape recorder, and you learn as you walk, because that's the habit. There are certain habits. You get into the habit of getting up to go Vasikin, to daven Vasikin. You're in that habit. You're getting up. I remember after I was doing Vasikin for a while, Shabbos morning, Nates, to get up with the sunrise, to daven with sunrise. Shabbos morning, I'd want to sleep later. No, can do. The body's up. You get into a habit, you do it, and it becomes like nature. You don't have to think about it. It happens. Habit and nature, they both do their thing. But you can't really equate habit and nature. Because at the end of the day, they're not equals. Because we are given free will. And we could pain ourselves. Yes, it's difficult. But we could overcome ourselves and uproot the habit. And be careful from now on not to do that. But before you uproot the habit, then it's like nature. I was telling one of the kids that they should stop sucking their thumb. Oh, you're having this birthday, you should stop sucking your thumb. So the kid looks at me and says, how am I going to go to sleep without sucking my thumb? So I said, try it. So you could see the kid. Abba, it doesn't work. An hour later, Abba, it doesn't work. Okay. ואנחנו מוזרים ועומדים לעבוד עבודתנו הנבחרת רק מהסכמת הלב וחפץ הנפש. לא לעבוד עבודת הקודש על דרך ההרגל. We are warned that the service, the avodat Hashem, the best way to do mitzvot is out of a decision and a desire. You guys are one up on everyone. Everyone sitting here but me. We're not supposed to have it as a habit. Yes, your children are going to have it harder than you. Because your children are going to be born into it. And it's much harder not to have it become a habit. Kasher tzavach hanavi alav shalom b'shem Hashem. The prophet calls out in the name of Hashem, "Vatiratam oti mitzvat anashim melumada." Their fear of me is just like a habit. Shem melumadim umurganim b'masim ha'em. They've taught themselves. They've become accustomed to these actions. V'navodatam muskamet min hadat. And it's not a decision. There's no thought involved. Achar ha'itbonenut be'inyan ha'ro'i la'em. They didn't take a look and ask themselves, should I be in yeshiva? Shouldn't I be in yeshiva? Should I be doing mitzvos or not? It's just, it's a thing you do. So you at least think, it makes sense. I'm doing it with a purpose. It's the right thing to do. They're just continuing what they saw their parents do. As the Jerusalem Talmud says, Tosus and Rosh Hashanah quotes it. Hold on to your seat, guys. This is a funny Gemara, which requires a class in and of itself. But we'll quote it. I've kept it a secret very long. If he wouldn't have quoted it, I wouldn't have quoted it. But he quotes it. Machzika nativu l'reisha. Don't go coins to the other guys. Because this really deserves a whole class to explain. Machzika nativu l'reisha. I have appreciation. I owe thanks to my head. Kadmate lemodim, when I hit modim in my davening, kara migalme, it knows how to bow on its own. You know what that means? I'm not focused. I just hit modim and the head goes down. Ve'od rabim mechen shlemim mechasidim rishnim shaginu limod avodah al pi argel. So you find many of the early pious whole rabbis would expound on how shameful the avodah, the service of Hashem, the mitzvot that simply revolve around habit are. So what did we just read? So turn it off. Do what you want.
You're right?
No. Simple. What did we just read? We just said that the general rule is you need decision, alacrity, persistence. How do you get the decision? Well, decision is divided to thought, nature, habit. Nature, beyond your control. You can't fight it. You need to eat, you need to drink, you need to sleep, etc. Habit, that's somewhere in between. Thought, well, that's what you decide. Habit has the advantages of nature that you just keep doing, but it's not as powerful. You could change it. When it comes to the service of Hashem, so then habit can be problematic. Because if you're only doing it out of habit, then there's no thought, then there's no connection. So what you're doing? אנחנו נברא מירצה השם על פי התורה ועל דרך השכל, עילת גנות העבודה הזאת, and we will now, בעזרת השם, explain, based on the Torah and our logic, what causes this type of service to be shameful, אשר בעבוננו פשטה העבודה הזאת בעולם. That due to our sins, you see all over the world, this is what's going on. Oy vey. How many people haven't opened the Tanakh in their lives? How many people never stopped to think, what am I doing? You guys must find it very frustrated. Because all of you are people who have thought and made changes in your lives. Don't get frustrated. Most people, if they don't have proper teaching, they can't handle it. Tell them to stop and think and they get all scared. You can't just do that to someone. It's a scary thing. I'm serious. I remember in yeshiva, people would challenge me to philosophical debates, and I'd always say, not a good idea. So they'd say, why? And I said, because you might end up with the questions without the answers. If you're not used to thinking about these things, if you're not used to asking these questions, so you don't yet have the tools to deal with it. You got to work slowly. And it's frustrating, and it's not the way it should be, but you can't change the world. Rav Sadia Gaon already wrote that in his day, and you see it throughout the Rishonim, that most of the people, he says it in his day, but the masses don't stop to think. Ask a person, why are you Jewish? Does this make sense to you? Did you ever think about it? Did you ever ask yourself? And if you didn't ask yourself, did you ask yourself, are you any better than the Nazi who didn't ask himself? You can't do that to people. They're not ready for it. It's a logical claim, but they're not ready for logic. You got to build a person. You're just going to throw him and you're not going to give him the capacity to swim. He's going to sink. So it's frustrating, but it's been the way of the world for generations. Over a millennium. Sadia Gaon already lamented this. People are not ready to think. And you're not going to change that. But we could change ourselves. And so the Magen Midovna says, there have been וכבר מילאו המחברים זיכרונם לברכה המתכות ספריהם בתוכחות נמרצות על עניין זה. There are sacks full of works that were written rebuking this. That people should stop and think and understand what they're doing and think about what they're doing. So I'm not going to just go on and on about it, but at least I'll explain why this is so shameful if one's whole service of Hashem is based on habit. Okay, it's what my father did, that's what I'm doing. Never stop to think about whether it's right or wrong. Good or bad. So we will pick up here, Bezhanchim, next time.
Well, Rab, if the yeshiva system